Okay, let's go to the book of Proverbs. I think we were in chapter 10:19, right? 10:19. Oh, starts right off with a very good one. Don't talk too much. Now, a lot of us could listen to that, couldn't we? Because a lot of us, that's all we do is talk. And sometimes when we talk, nobody wants to listen. But we're talking anyway. So what's the Lord telling us to do there? Don't talk too much, for it fosters sin. Learn to keep your mouth shut. Be sensible and turn off the flow. You reckon that's good advice? That's good advice. For a lot of us, the Scripture says, don't talk too much. Because when you're talking, you're telling things sometimes that you don't need to be telling and other people don't need to know about you. And it fosters sin. So be sensible and turn off the flow. Now, for some of us, it's very difficult to not talk. Do you ever sit down and start talking with someone and you get about half of the sentence and they answer your question before you even get the question asked? They know what they think you're going to say, and so they're going to give you their 2 cents worth. I know in the contracting world, you know, like Keith and I are both, he's still in it. I used to be, but I'm not anymore, praise the Lord. But I'd call in a guy, a sprinkler guy, and he knew he didn't do something right. He knew exactly what he'd done wrong. I'd call him and say, you know, I need to talk about this sprinkler system. And about the time I got that out, he'd start telling me everything that's wrong with it. I didn't even have to tell him. He already knew. And some of the things he told me, I didn't know. So if he'd have kept his mouth shut, he'd have been better off than he was by just giving me everything he knew he had done wrong. Isn't that amazing? But that's just the way life is. And it works everywhere, you know. And the Bible tells us in Proverbs 10:19, don't talk so much. You know, in other words, for it fosters sin. So be sensible and keep your mouth shut. That's what he's trying to say. Is that right? Amen. Be sensible and keep your mouth shut. Only talk when you really know what you're talking about or when you're asked. You know, don't just go spitting out everything and telling everybody everything you know. The words of the godly are like sterling silver. Now, when you do talk, you should talk. You should say things that will bring glory and honor to God. Don't be running down somebody else. Don't be cutting down someone. The words of the godly are like sterling silver. The heart of a fool is worthless. The heart of a fool is worthless. Be careful. You don't want to be a fool, do you? I don't. So be careful. Sometimes it'll be a whole lot better if you just sit there and listen. Don't talk at all. Just let, if somebody else is talking, just listen. You know, don't throw in your 2 cents worth. And sometimes silence is golden, especially whenever you're tired and you want to do something and you want to just go sit down and have some peace and everything, everybody else around you. Like I've said many times, I think I've heard people say that the average person needs to get rid of about 25,000 words a day. And so if you haven't had your 25,000 words, then the other guy's in trouble because they're going to do their talking. So sometimes you just have to listen to them talk. And sometimes that's true. And, of course, you know, a lot of times with a husband and wife, you know, your husband or your wife has got something they want to tell you. I mean, I'm sure there's times I want to tell Cheryl things. I want her to know something. And I'm sure some of the things I talk to her about don't mean anything to her at all because she doesn't know some of the things that I do in the engineering world. So that's where she just listens because she really don't know what I'm talking about anyway. Or when she's telling me about her clothes and all these different things, sometimes there's things I don't know. So I just have to listen. She wants to tell me. And so that's good. Okay, let's go to the next couple of verses there, Dave. The godly give good advice, but fools are destroyed by their lack of common sense. Now, common sense. I want to tell you, that's something that there's not many people have that. You know, there's very little common sense out there, because we as Christians get our common sense from God. And we need to ask Him for common sense. We think that's something we just automatically have, but it's not. It comes from the Lord. When you ask Him, meditate with Him, and let Him give you all this, the Lord will give you common sense. But the godly give good advice. Now then, if we don't talk very much, I remember hearing a man talk to me one day, and he said, you know, he's talking about a certain man he knew. He said, you know, he hardly ever talks, but when he does, he said, I listen, because said what he says is always good advice. Now, this man I happen to know was a very good, godly Christian man. He met the criteria that was laid out in the book of Proverbs. When he opened his mouth, he knew what he was talking about. And everybody around him listened. It's amazing. But the godly, and the more godly we are, the better advice we give. Because when I say godly, I'm talking about a man or a woman that studied the Scriptures, and the advice you're giving is coming from the Word of God. It's not your own ideas. It's what God says about something. And when you give advice that God says about something, it will be much better than it will if you just take the average person. The average person that you run into today will try to give you advice, but be very careful about receiving advice from people, even Christians. You know, be very careful. You know, don't just take everything at face value. You know, let the Holy Spirit lead you. You know, as my wife said a while ago, we were talking, and she said, well, one thing about Thurman, he is led by the Holy Spirit, and he does what the Holy Spirit tells him to do. And that is what I try my best to do. I don't always do that, but I try to be led by the Spirit. And whenever the Spirit tells me to do something, I try my best to always be obedient to do whatever the Spirit tells me to do. But the godly give good advice. That's talking about you and I now. We're supposed to be godly. We're children of the King. But fools are destroyed by their lack of common sense. Now, the blessings of the Lord makes a person rich. Now then, there's a lot of people. In fact, I remember when I first became associated with the Pentecostal movement, the Pentecostal preachers that I come in contact with quite a few years ago, when I first began to realize there was some organizations out there besides Southern Baptists. You know, I mean, you know, for a long, long time, I thought that was the only church in the world was a Southern Baptist. Why? Because I was raised up in one. I didn't know there was anything else. I never went to a church, any kind of church, other than the Southern Baptist. In fact, I remember one night riding down the road with someone, and there was a Church of the Nazarene or something, and it was in a little town when I was just a little kid, yeah, not too little, but a young man. And the Church of the Nazarene or whatever it was, or an Assembly of God or whatever it was, they were having church that evening, Sunday evening, and our Baptist church was already over. And, you know, these people are still having church. And, of course, there was no air conditioning back in those days. And it was summertime, so all the windows were up. And they were singing, and they were jumping up, down, hands raised, praising God. And I said, what in the world's going on over there? I said, well, now, Thurman, that's a church that you don't ever want to have nothing to do with those. Those people are called holy rollers, you know. So, I mean, you know, when you're young, you can be influenced by what people say. So I thought, wow, I better not have anything to do with holy rollers then. So they're not Southern Baptists. Oh, no, they're a long way from Southern Baptists. And that's true. They were a long way from Southern Baptists. But now I realize I've got a lot of good friends in all of those churches. And so when I became accustomed to meet some of the Pentecostal pastors a few years ago, some of those people, they believed you had to be poor, you know, to be a good Pentecostal. You know, that was the mentality that they were teaching their people. You know, women couldn't wear makeup. You know, you wouldn't dare paint the old barn, you know, my goodness gracious alive. That would be a sin before God, you know, to put lipstick and rouge and all this kind of stuff on your face. You would never do nothing like that. And they taught those kind of things in church, you know. So anyway, the blessings of the Lord makes a person rich. So is there really anything wrong with being rich? I will tell you, the other day, back in the winter, in fact, Cheryl and I was fixing to go somewhere, and of course, some of you know, and some of you don't know, but Cheryl really loves to shop on the internet, and you know, she goes in there and really gets some great deals, you know, on that place. Well, she'd found this beautiful fur coat, full-length fur coat, on the internet. And they said it's a fur. We don't know what kind. Said one of the pelts is coming loose right under the collar, so they know it's a fur, a real fur. It's in an estate sale, and so Cheryl bid $17.50 for it, and she got it. And it cost $12 and I think 50 cents to ship it to her. So she had like $29.50 in this coat, and when she got it, we found out it was a full-length sheared mink. You know, for $29.50, you know. So one like that new only cost about $10,000, you know. So one day we're out at the airport, and it's cold, and she comes up, and I pull up in this great big beautiful 421, big twin-engine airplane, and she comes out to get in it in her mink coat. And there's a young boy over here flying a little bitty tiny cub, and I go over to talk to him about Jesus while I'm sitting there. He said, "You would come and talk to me about Jesus?" I said, "Sure. I want to know if you know him." He said, "Well, you surely can't be a Christian." I said, "Why?" He said, "You're flying a very expensive airplane and your wife's wearing a mink coat." I said, "Those are blessings of God, son." "Those are blessings of the Lord." He said, "Well, you know, the denomination I'm raised up in said you can't be a good Christian unless you're poor." I said, "Well, son, you didn't read the book very well." I said, "You know, the blessings of the Lord makes us rich." I said, "There's not anything wrong with being rich." I said, "I'm not really what some people would call rich, but I said, I have been blessed, you know."
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.